The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Serving it sunny side up. It's News-ish with Betty Rock on The Wally Show.
As a kid, I know Wally knows this, as a kid, if you were getting on your mom's nerves, she would tell you, go outside.
Yes, run around the house a few times. I could have been an Olympic athlete, like as many times I had to run around the house.
But being outside, it gave you the opportunity to be creative and build an appreciation for the gift God has given us, a beautiful world.
It does feel good sometimes, man. You're just like, man, I just get outside and all the sunlight and this warmth and the beauty of God's creation.
Vitamin D.
Yes. So good.
But now you're older and you work a 9-to-5. And when you're home, all you want to do, this is me, lay on the couch and chill, okay? Yeah. But you may not be able to, thanks to a new term that's trending on TikTok that's called sunshine guilt.
I haven't heard this.
Okay, I didn't either. But here's one TikToker to explain her own experience with sunshine guilt.
It is an abnormally beautiful day outside. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. But I'm tired. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside.
Then go
outside. So basically
outside.
My day is ruined.
My day is ruined. You know how to fix that. There's a remedy. Step outside.
No, here, I get it because I've had those. I remember a conversation I had with one of my really close friends and I said something about a rainy day, and maybe this is why I like rainy days. It's an excuse that I need to stay inside. I have to stay inside. I don't feel that guilt to have to get outside and enjoy it and do something outside. So I have had my own experience with sunshine guilt.
That's crazy. Do you realize, though, that DoorDash is basically just Meals on Wheels? You know, when you think about it, it's like you're kind of a shut-in, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It is. It's true. But hear me out. I want to get my vitamin D.
Yeah.
I'm not a very outside active person.
Right.
And so, and to me, how I unwind is by being inside on the couch with a pillow, my cat, a blanket, and a good
at least crack a window.
Line
crack
episode.
A window.
Yeah,
like,
I'll
do
crack
that.
A window,
okay.
Let some air in,
there
and enjoy the fresh air. But
you know what? Baby steps, but just to the door, and then we'll baby step back to the couch. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And vacations are a good time to kind of reset. You need that. You work hard throughout the year and you take that moment to get away. And sometimes that getting away gives you a little bit different perspective even too. You travel somewhere, you see things you haven't seen, you see other cultures or ways of thinking of things.
Especially too when we do our compassion trips
and you
go to third world countries and you see how we take so much for granted, like clean water and just clean streets.
I love our compassion trips because they do help reset me as a person as well. And we get to do some good for a bunch of kids too. And we have one coming up, which I'm really excited about. This one is not as deep as that. This one's going to make me look horrible in light of that. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
So I went on vacation recently. Good trip. Fun. I was out of the country and we were in a place that we were on like a tour. And so we had a bus driver that drove us to all these different sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was nice. You get there, you're doing, you know, work on your phone, watching TikTok, whatever, talking to people.
No.
I had Wi-Fi on this bus. It was amazing. So we're driven everywhere, and I was so calm. Traffic was horrible. Didn't matter. Someone's driving me someplace. I got back to the States. I got off the plane, got to my car, and it was about maybe 40 seconds till I got angry at someone in the car. Like, I mean, I was like, come on, what is wrong with you? You know, what's my lane?
Yeah, because when you are a passenger, you don't have to worry about road rage because it's not your problem.
Not my issue.
The bus driver was taking care of it.
That's right.
But now that you're behind the wheel again, people are getting on your nerves.
So my vacation revelation is I need a driver. Like, that's what I need. Like, I was so calm and my life was so good and felt so good. Now, you could say, well, you need anger management. management or like things like that. But a simpler, probably easier solution is a driver.
Yeah, you need a Jeeves.
I do.
Jeeves, please take me to blah, blah,
once
blah.
Around the park, sir. Good sir. Thank you. I just need a little stress relief. That guy's twitching like all get out because it's the worst traffic time. But I'm in the back just calm. So
watching TikTok.
Yeah, see? That's my vacation revelation is that I need a driver. I know that sounds bougie, but boy, I would be much better off mentally.
And we all would actually be better off.
I would be better for you guys. You know what? Gavin and Betty, you always like, oh, you're so hard to buy for. I've just told you what to get me for Christmas.
A self-driving car. That's what he needs.
That's fine. Or a driver. I still like to talk to people, so I'd like a driver.
We should get him someone that has really bad road rage and make them the driver. Yeah. You know that Wally couldn't handle it. You know it.
All right. So did you ever go on vacation? You got away for a little bit and you kind of had a revelation. Maybe it was to slow down because your life is too hectic and fast-paced and it really did reset you a little bit, or whatever it was for you. What was your vacation revelation? I'm taking auditions and applications for a driver currently. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your vacation revelation now. What was your vacation revelation, Missy?
Well, honestly, my sister and I just got back from a fabulous vacation on Sunday. Nightmare in Miami with the airport. But I definitely now appreciate airplane mode.
Oh, yeah, and just dropping out.
I dropped out of society, didn't answer to a person. I did, you know, checked in occasionally on the cruise, but it was amazing.
That's a great point, Missy, because it's almost like when you turn airplane mode on, you're dropping off the grid. And when you have that, you don't feel that constant need to be keeping up with people through text or through social media or through calls. You are non-approachable. No one can get to you now. And that feels so great.
That's the reason my wife would always book cruises for us, because we wouldn't get the internet because it was so expensive. And so I was forced to drop out. I watched no news, so that didn't get me all riled up. I wasn't busy working. I couldn't do my emails.
Yeah.
And for her, it was like she got kind of me and all of my attention, which then she would regret 7 days later.
Get the internet!
Yeah, I'm a bit annoying, it turns out.
Yeah, Mike and Brittany, they said that they took their niece and nephew out for a vacation and it made them realize they're not ready for kids.
I get it. It's so different, man. Mm-hmm. I remember we were at SeaWorld with my sister and she had her kids, and we didn't have kids yet. And we were kind of on the fence, like, do we want kids? I don't know. And so one of her kids takes a big bite of something and it's like, oh, and they start freaking out like they don't like it or whatever. This woman that I am related to by blood just sticks her hand out.
Oh.
And so the kid just puts it in her hand.
Oh. Yep.
And you're like, but it was just a mom move, instant mom move. My wife and I were horrified. We're like, no!
I'm telling you, if you don't know if you're ready for kids or not, all you got to do is volunteer in the nursery at your church. And it will give you a yes or a no. The Holy Spirit will speak to you there, and it will tell you.
If you're like, you know what, these are cute, I could get past like the diapers. I mean, okay, you know, then teach middle school.
And
if you can get through those two things, you are 100% ready to have kids.
You're ready.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And this Easter, we have a very special World's Biggest Small Group. It's a chance for you to kind of go through the Easter story throughout Holy Week. It's an 8-day, really short small group. And it might help you reframe some things about a story that you've heard a bunch of times, because the Easter story is so pivotal in our faith. And so it's called Walking with Jesus. If you want to check it out, it's just all you have to do is text the word Easter to 91979. You'll get a text that will send you a link. And in that link, you can read the study. We have videos, too, like from Tara Lee Cobble, who really does a great job at breaking down the Bible and making it super easy to understand. And like, so, for example, Gavin, you've heard that verse before, you know, and the rocks will cry out, my name is holy. Okay. You thought I was going to ask you a verse?
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me to quote it, which I was, I mean, I would have tried.
No, but like, so that verse, I've heard that verse a million times. I never really realized it was kind of part of the Easter story.
Yeah.
As Jesus is walking with all of his followers.
And all I picture are literal, like, rocks as well.
Yeah, but Tara had an interesting take on that.
As the disciples are shouting their praises, the Pharisees don't like the uproar, so they tell Jesus to rebuke his people. He says, if they were silent, the very stones would cry out. And here's where knowing the landscape of Israel helps a bit. It's possible Jesus was referring to actual rocks, but I'm more inclined to think that he wasn't referring to flint or granite or shale, but to the thousands of gravestones they were passing on that hillside. I imagine him sweeping his hand past all the cemetery plots and basically saying, if you try to stop the living from praising me, the eternal souls of the dead will do it instead.
Yeah, and so those are the things you don't necessarily think about or wouldn't know. Oh, they were probably walking past this grave because you know she knows where they were in these moments when they happened. And that's why knowing the history and the context of the situation makes stories even more powerful. So we'd love to have you go through this with us again. Really short, like 10 minutes a day. It's called Walking with Jesus. And you can text the word Easter to 91979 and we will gladly send you a link for our world's biggest small group.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
With so much drama in the news,
I hate drama, so there you go.
You love drama.
I know, I do, right?
This is a drama-free zone. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
All right, so Betty's favorite place on the planet is Chick-fil-A. And
Amen.
I don't think that their new announcement will mess with her, but it could be a deal breaker for you.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is updating its commitment to, or is updating the commitment to the quality that it's had for years to its customers, where they used to be a no antibiotics ever organization. Like, they went through the process of saying, okay, we're going to commit to having chicken that is of this quality, no antibiotics ever. Okay, so they call that an NAE. It's great. But now they're going, okay, maybe not ever.
What?
Yeah, like they've changed their rating to what they call, what is it, NAIHM. And it's no antibiotics important to human medicine, okay? Really confusing, but basically what this means is they're not going, it's not like hormones, apparently. Like hormones, like you bulk those chickens up.
Right.
So it's not that. This one would be the chicken never got any antibiotics. And then this one is saying that if the chicken is sick or if the people around them are sick, they can use this antibiotic that is actually used for people as well and administer it to the chicken. So I don't think it's the worst thing, but I know people that are super read all the labels of your health food or free range people, like they're going to be like, what? No, this is bad.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is too, like, let's, well, who knows? Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm
this
realizing?
Could actually be an answer to prayer.
How?
Because let's say you're dealing with a flu or a cold or something and you just can't get into the doctor.
Right.
Because they're just so backed up. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A and I'm going to get myself a Chick-fil-A sandwich because the antibiotics that were used on the chicken are now going to be put into my system and they could heal me. So in other words, thank you, Chick-fil-A, for looking out for my health and well-being.
You know what? I know you didn't go to doctor school, but that was a dissertation. I'm like, you know what? That makes perfect sense to me as well.
I will now support them even more.
Well, if you are like health conscious and this is a thing for you, it is something just to be aware of as they are updating their policy. But my concern in this story really is the sense that I'm talking about Chick-fil-A and don't have any in front of me. That's my issue right now, so we got to rectify
you
that.
You and me both.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are curious people by nature. We, on the show here, we hear something and we think, huh, That's fascinating. Let me put my noodle to this. It's a conundrum.
And I think that's a good trait to have, yeah, because when you're curious, you're able to learn more. You don't have pride in saying, I know everything. Right. You're willing to learn.
And that being said, we don't know everything. And so that's when we turn to you to get your opinion on some things, because maybe you have some insight that we just haven't thought of. So Betty Rock came across a story.
Yeah, so I came across this story that said they did a study on people 50 years ago. So they were 10 years old at the time, and they were looking at all the kids that were getting bullied and all the kids that were bullying.
Okay.
So then 50 years later, they catch up with these people and they're like, checking on them. How are you doing? All this stuff.
That's a very long time.
It is.
To keep, like, I can't keep people's phone contact that long in my phone. Like, I can't believe they have, right, a study where they tracked somebody in their 50 years of, right, living that once was a bully and now is, yeah, an adult somewhere. And they're like, hey, you,
yeah,
remember when you were a bully as a kid?
Yeah.
Like, this is fascinating to me.
But in the study, they found out that the ones who bullied were actually making more. No, the bullied were making less than the kids that were bullying.
Yeah.
So that means the bully,
yeah,
is making more
money
okay, than the one that was actually bullied. And they don't have a reason as to why.
Insult to injury 50 years later.
Right? You're because like, you're probably fair. Tempted to look on Facebook and find that bully and, yeah, and you hope that something bad has, yeah, happened. But don't do that because studies
odds
show,
are they're doing better than you, apparently.
Yeah, they're like a CEO of a million-dollar company.
Driving Teslas.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the saddest studies I think I've heard in a while. Because you always say, nice guys finish last. Apparently, it might be true.
That's
or,
a lie.
You know, don't worry about them. They'll get theirs. Yeah, they got their raise. Like, what in the world? So,
But this is not to say, like, if you aren't a bully, don't become a bully because you want to make more money. Don't do that.
You're like, I'm just trying to fast track myself here, Mom.
But we do want to know, like, why is that? Because the study didn't have a reason as to why.
It was just showed a correlation, but no causation. So, all right. So my theory is, what is your theory as to why bullies, according to this study, make more money than the people that they bullied on average? Ugh, sad. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Or maybe you were that kid that was bullied and you're like, hey, I'm a CEO. Take that.
Yeah.
You know? And the bully works for me. That'd be great.
Ooh, that would be good. Love it.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your theories now.
Lauren, why do you think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with the bully just tearing down the self-confidence of the person that they're bullying. So later in life, if they're trying to get a promotion or something, they don't have the self-confidence to say, I am worthy of this. I'm going to, try to fight for this.
That is really insightful, because my initial reaction to this would be, the bully is kind of a type A personality, so they're driven. They're getting things done. They know who needs to be wedgied, and they're just going to knock it out, maybe even delegate it, So they're a go-getter, if you will. But I love your perspective on this, because the words and the things that we do, even as kids, stick with us. And so maybe, undoing somebody's self-esteem actually holds them back later in life. That's a great perspective, Lauren. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right, Kat, you're up. Why do you think that bullies, according to this really sad study, later in life make more money than the people they bullied?
Because they're way more aggressive. They're not afraid to say what they need to say to get what they want and put themselves out there.
Yeah, and probably, too, more selfish. Because, bullying, like anything else, it's like, what do I want? What do I want to get? And that's what drives people in business, the people that are like, I'm going to be successful. And maybe those traits correlate into some sort of sad success in this case.
Maybe it translates into drive and ambition.
Now, Kat, were you bullied or were you the bullier?
She's like, I'm knocking down six figures, lady. I'm crushing it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we go back in time here with Time Capsule Tuesday, and we pick a year, and then Betty, Gavin, and myself each pick a song from that year that we like, and then you decide who has the best taste in music, and you tell us which song you remember and which song connected with you and why, because that's the important thing. We love hearing your story about why you picked the song you did other than it just sounds good, So with that said, let's start with you, Gavin, and what year are we in, Rock?
We're going to 2003.
Ooh.
2003 was the year I graduated high school.
That is crazy. Oh. And only 3 years later or so, you were working with me. What a blessing for you.
Blessing wasn't the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
But man, 2003, I thought, man, I made it to the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the future.
You're like, you had potential.
And now I'm like, 2003, that was so close to the 90s. Wow.
That's crazy. Oh. All right, Gavin, where are you going for 2003?
Well, I was 8 years old in 2003.
Nice.
And I do remember, like, I was starting to actually get into music at this point. And for me, it had to be rock and roll.
Yes.
And rock and roll and Christian music had to be Switchfoot with their song, Gone.
Today was in me, gone, like yesterday is gone.
Is this off Beautiful Letdown? I can't remember. Beautiful Letdown was the greatest Switchfoot album ever. I think this might have been on it.
Yeah. I remember this song. I like it.
Yeah, this is good. When I got here 3 years later, we were still playing this song. Like, this would have come out before I got here. Okay, Gavin, good choice. 8-year-old Gavin had some swag. All right. Let me see. Let's go to you, Lady Rock.
So, like Gavin was saying, you know, he likes the rock genre. And I know you typically wouldn't put into the rock genre Big Daddy Weave.
But no, you
hear
would
me out.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Hear me out.
Ooh.
If you heard their song, Fields of Grace,
okay.
It hits.
Really?
It hits.
I'm dancing with my father, God, in fields of grace.
Ain't that good?
Dancing with my father,
yeah, them drums, they're
in fields of grace.
It's like Toto. Like, that hits as hard as Toto hits you. Like there's
rude,
no distortion.
Uncalled for.
A nice song. No, the song's not the problem. It was the description of it saying it hits hard.
I that still stand by it.
Not at hard. Okay, so I'm going to go with a classic from the Newsboys. Peter Furler days, He Reigns.
It's all God's children singing glory.
Say, this is just my opinion.
Sure.
I am tired of that song.
Are you really?
Yes. And don't play the Jesus card.
No, I was just going to say.
I see you trying to formulate it.
I was
it's
just
going to
say,
that.
Thank the Lord he doesn't grow tired of you.
You played the Jesus card.
Did I?
You know what? Honestly, if I were voting, I would vote for Switchfoot.
Gavin's?
That,
okay.
I forgot. That was a bop.
So good.
But if you're feeling rocky, Big Daddy Weave is where it's at.
Which is a sentence no one has ever said.
Rock-ish, baby.
All right. So, yeah, they turn them all the way up to 5. Turn those amps up to 5. All right. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Which song do you like the best and why? The why is the important part. Want to know why you're choosing it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Wendy, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday, where you've heard the hooks of 3 songs from 2003. Switchfoot, Gone by Gavin, Big Daddy Weave, Fields of Grace by Betty Rock, and myself, He Reigns, Newsboys. Who of us has the best taste in music and why?
Okay, so the song I'm picking is He Reigns. And
you can't boo it, Rock.
Yeah.
Why are you choosing that one?
That song rocks, and it's fun.
And it's a good reminder, too. Like, he reigns supreme.
Yes.
So many times that we
downplay
the authority of God.
No, because dancing with our Father God in Fields of Grace, Big Daddy Weave, that's a good reminder that there is a fun side to God. It's not all just rules and regulations.
I didn't think Big Daddy Weave was a bad song. I think you just oversold it by saying it was rocky.
Okay,
like,
that's
it's
my
not
bad.
Okay.
So hindsight's 2020,
right,
okay?
You shot Big Daddy Weave in the foot.
But no, I didn't.
This song still hits today, I think. So here we go. All the way back to 2003. It's He Reigns by the Newsboys on The Wally Show on WAY FM.
I'm excited to hear it.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
I remember when I was in elementary school and we had Spirit Weeks. Mm-hmm. And then one of the day's themes was wear your PJs to school. And I thought that was a great day. And like, we should do this every single day.
When you're a kid, absolutely makes sense. Like, those days at like work are weird. honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm not a fan.
I mean, I look past it. I love it.
I know you would love it. Yeah, me, no, not so much.
I think there are some days that it would be nice, but I'm, you know, I don't quarrel with, you know, wearing jeans or any attire. Yeah. But, you know, some people would love an adult, you know, wear your PJs to work. And apparently in China, something trending on their version of Instagram is the millennial generation going into work wearing their PJs consistently at work. I love what one person had to say. They said, I just want to wear what I want to wear to work.
Sure, great.
It's not going to impact the amount of money that the company makes. And all I do is sit at a desk all day.
Like, they did studies, and like schools that had uniforms had better test grades, you know, because you aspire to something. They always say dress for the job you want, not the job you have, you know. And I think that there's a thing of the outward facing part of your company, too, that if you are dressing a certain way, it says it's something about the company.
Yeah.
Like, I this is the thing that drives me nuts. Like, people wearing pajamas to Target. Like, I just think it's, like, one of the silliest fashion things. It,
Walmart, understandable.
Totally acceptable.
But Target, right. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I think it's silly. choosing my words wisely.
I was, like, interested to see what people were saying and why people were saying they wanted to do this. And beyond just the level of comfort that it provides, you had some people going online saying that they had, like, an actual, like, goal by wearing PJs. And they said, like, it's an aesthetic representation of the nationwide lying flat movement. Basically, they are trying to kind of break the mold of the fast-paced, like, business all in. You know, this is all we do. Like, we look, you know, like we're professionals, you know, 10 hours a day. They just want to break the, basically, the older generation's breakneck pace of working by looking lazy.
Exactly. See, that's the thing, man. Like, you're starting, just like the other generation wants to put forth a stereotype or an image, they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite of that. But I got to tell you, if I go to a company, okay, and I walk in there and I go to an accountant and I say, hey, I brought my taxes to you and I want to talk about some investments, and he leans back in his chair and he pops his feet up on his desk and he's wearing pajamas and bunny slippers, I'm out. Like, I'm leaving. I'm not staying there.
And I'd say, I'm in.
Exactly. Ben's like, my kind of guy. Yeah. You single? Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And recently I was on vacation. And when I go on vacation, I'll make notes of things that happen and I'll do posts and stuff like that. And then I'll come back and do a game. So you have a chance to win a prize right now. And if you had spent any time on my socials, or the show's socials, because I don't have a personal, like, Facebook account or anything like that. The only thing I have is the show stuff. So if you watch that, all the answers to the quiz are somewhere in those socials. So if you followed along with any of the trip, you could get a couple right out of the gate.
It's kind of like if you can envision sitting in the living room and your grandpa's like, let your grandpa show you the slide show.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're bored to tears, yes. But you do it because you're trying to be nice.
Right.
This is like grandpa rewarding you for paying attention.
That's exactly it. Exactly. So if you want to play along, or you can guess. I'm going to give you choices with everything. So you got, like, one out of three choice of getting these right each time. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number if you want to play along our little vacation game. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play with you now. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Charlie, welcome to my vacation game. It's all questions about my trip recently, but all the answers were on our socials. So if you watched any of the socials while I was gone, you should be able to get some of these answers right. So here we go. Question number one. I thought I packed enough, but on my last day in Portugal, I ran out of A, snacks, B, hairspray, or C, underwear. What do you think I ran out of?
Oh, no.
Definitely a C.
Definitely C, underwear? No.
Wow, she doesn't think much of you.
I guess not. No, I always, if I'm gone for an 8-day trip, I pack 8 days of underwear plus two. You just never know.
You don't know.
I ran out of hairspray, actually. I went through a whole travel hairspray bottle in 8 days. On the 9th day, it was empty.
Why do you need hairspray, though? I don't understand.
My hair won't stick up like it does. My trademark sticky up spiky hair, it doesn't stick up by itself, so
Well, okay. I hope you stayed away from the fire.
Oh, yeah, I would go up like a Roman candle.
Well, flammable.
Okay, and question number two. A guy in Portugal must have thought that I, too, was an artisan because he allowed me to help him, A, make jewelry, B, cook chicken kebabs in the street, or C, help lay a cobblestone street.
B,
cook chicken kebabs. One rule of traveling, never eat street food, because it will bite you back.
It will bring a rumbly in your tumbly.
It will definitely do that. No, I got to help lay a cobblestone street.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was in Nazaré, and they have all their streets are like cobblestone, and they have a specific like style they use. And this guy was there laying down the cobblestones. I was just watching him, and I was kind of like trying to say, hey, can I help? And like, can I do one?
Of course you were.
And he let me. He like let me do one. I tapped it all in.
So if we're in that area ever,
yeah,
we'll look down, we'll see that one crooked stone.
That's
and we'll
right.
be like, there's Wally.
Oh, I'm sure when I left, he redid it.
They didn't offer you a full-time job there.
No, I would have taken it, though. It was pretty great. Question number three. It was so hot in Portugal, and I had packed clothes for like cooler temperatures, so I had to buy a shirt every day in Portugal. So I bought this shirt, but I was really sad because it was A, a 3XL, B, I immediately spilled gelato on it, or C, a women's shirt, but it was in the men's section.
B.
You are not good at this game, Charlie.
Oh, no.
It was a 3XL.
What? Why did you? What?
European sizes for guys are all very small. Very small. And like, yeah, no, trust me. It's like that 3XL in American sizes is like a large. And anything
wow.
other than that, like a large is like an extra small. It's
so
crazy.
So you're telling me you wear a 3X. Got it.
In Portugal, apparently I do. Okay. So.
Make you feel like you ate too much gelato.
Yes.
Huh?
That's right. I need you to get one of these right here, Charlie. It's killing me. Okay. In fact, I will let you win if you just get one right, okay? Because it hasn't gone so well so far. So here's what we're going to do. If you can hang out for like 10 minutes, we'll finish this game up here on The Wally Show on Way FM.
Okay. Sounds good.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Charlie, thank you for joining us. She is still playing our vacation game. Charlie is 0-3 so far. Not doing as well as she had hoped, or myself, because all the answers were in my socials, so apparently she watched none of them. So here we go. I've made a deal. You just need to get one of these right to win. So food was tough for me to eat in Portugal, but they did have a McDonald's. In fact, I found the McDonald's that was voted A, the world's fanciest McDonald's, B, the most musical McDonald's, or C, the cheapest McDonald's. What do you think?
There's a lot of pressure on this one, but I'm going to go with B.
B. Has anyone ever told you to trust your gut?
Yes.
You should not.
Yes,
your gut
no.
is horrible. No, it was the world's fanciest McDonald's.
In Portugal. Okay.
Yeah, they had glass chandeliers, like crystal chandeliers.
Crazy.
It was beautiful and decked out, and it actually won that award. It was crazy. And it was in this old historic building.
So if you lived in Portugal and you were going on a first date and they were like, I'm going to take you to McDonald's,
yeah.
you would actually take that as a compliment.
Oh, this one wouldn't have been bad. No, absolutely
yeah.
not. Okay, like I said, you got to just get one right. So here we go. The reason that my wife and I went to Portugal was to investigate A, places to retire, B, find her uncle's family, or C, see the 100-foot waves of Nazaré, which was a documentary that we watched and got really, really into because we loved it so, so much. So what do you think?
Well, you really put a lot of convincing on C, so I'm going to go with C.
Oh, that's unfortunate. It was to find a place to retire. No, I'm just kidding. It was C. Nicely done.
Yay.
Charlie's
finally.
Walking out of here a winner today by some miracle.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
There was a recent movie prop auction that took place with some big ticket items up for bid. I have a list of those items. And Wally and Gavin, we're going to play a game. I want you to guess at how much you think each item sold for.
Okay, I've been to a movie house prop house before, and I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, there's this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And then I went to one for a TV show in Orlando that used to shoot there and then was going under. And I bought a item, and it was just a box. Like, I bought a box. I got caught up in it. It was a cool-looking box, but, like, it was I couldn't afford anything else.
Well, oh, I see. I understand that. Well, the first item up for bid was the shaving cream can that was used in the original Jurassic Park.
The Barbasol can.
Yeah, so it was used to smuggle the dinosaur embryos.
Yes.
Okay, but then the guy got sprayed in the face by the dinosaur.
Yeah, like, that's a great moment. And what a great tchotchke to have just sitting there in your house. I would love to have that.
So how much do you think the winning bid was?
I'm going to say $5,000. I think that one's lower than it should go.
Okay.
Oh, man. Such a classic. I think that somebody would care way too much about this. I'm going to go with $20,000.
Oh, wow. That seems
high. You should have gone even higher because it was $250,000.
No! Are you kidding me?
People have money for that.
That seems extreme.
That is crazy.
Wow.
All right. The whip that Harrison Ford used as Indiana Jones in Temple of Doom.
That's got to be way higher.
Yeah, that's got to be higher than that because that's like a really iconic piece.
Why are there snakes?
Snakes! What's it got to be snakes? $310,000.
Okay.
That even seems high, though.
I know. $500,000.
No.
Yeah. Someone's crazy.
Gavin, you are close. $525,000.
Yes. That is, again, these are really great items. I mean, they're really great. They're iconic. But that kind of money for that?
I know.
Crazy.
And then finally, this was the biggest selling item. The door that saved Rose, but not Jack, on the Titanic.
I'll never let go. I promise.
But she did.
Yeah.
Let go.
Yeah, who's a liar here? You, Rose. Enjoy your life. Glad you hope you went on to have a happy life.
Because Jack sure didn't. Okay, so how much do you think that door sold for?
Okay, so we were already clocking in over $500,000.
Yeah, are we crawling up? Is this number supposed to be going up?
And this is a big deal, too, like the door. Because, like, what a great pool float that would be. Like, if you had a pool.
You know, I think it was last year or the year before, they actually made a floaty so you could blow it up. But it looked like the door that Rose floated
really?
On. Yeah.
See, that would be great.
You could put it in your pool.
I will tell you this. The most tasteless thing, though, is the inflatable slide for kids' parties that's the back half of the Titanic up in the air.
Oh, too soon, guys.
That
too
one is
soon.
So, that is such bad
Read
taste.
The room. Read the room.
I'm going to go $1,000,005.
Whoa. Oh,
because
gracious.
Everything, this is better.
$750,000.
Wow. Okay. Well, you all went over.
Okay, good.
It was $718,000.
Oh, well, that seems reasonable. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a house.
Yeah, a nice house.
Yeah, and you just get one door. That has like water damage.
I would love to have that as my front door. That would be great. I either want it as a pool float or a front door. That would be fantastic. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently we had done a conversation on the show about like following God's lead in your heart and kind of stepping out and going above and beyond. And it was weird. Like we had just done that on the show. And then I was at Costco later that day, and I was kind of all of a sudden in that moment. So this guy comes up to me at Costco. Hey, man, can you help me? And so the first thing I think is, okay, here comes the story. I just need some gas money to get home because that's the running story now, you know. It kind of changes, you know. Mm-hmm. And granted, I was kind of jaded about it. But then, like, he pulls out his phone, and I'm like, okay, where are we going with this? And he's like, hey, I can't find the place I need to go on my phone on the app. Can you help me? And so I'm like, all right, well, let me see. Where are you trying to go? He's like, I'm trying to go to the Infinity dealer. And this guy's got like a veteran hat on and stuff too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, very cool. Older gentleman.
Yeah.
And so I take his phone and I put it in for him and it tells him how to get to the thing. And he's like, is there any way to get that in my car? And I'm like, well, you could just plug your phone into the car. He's like, no, I don't have one of that. And so I did what I never would suggest my wife or my daughter do. I got in this guy's car.
Oh, really? Oh, never.
I know. That's Woo. Exactly it. So I'm waiting for the chloroform to hit. Keith Morrison to be telling my story.
It was just a simple interaction in a Costco
exactly.
parking lot.
So I get into this guy's car because he had a GPS, like an actual old school, like TomTom GPS.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. not even in the car. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me put it in for you here. Mm-hmm. So I put it in for him there. And that way it would tell him turn by turn directions in his car. Mm-hmm. And he was so thankful. He's like, man, thank you so Aww. Much. Like it was really cool. And I was so happy to get out of the car. But
before the chloroform.
Yes, before it hit. And so he was so thankful that I stopped to help him. And because I felt like, okay, I'm supposed to do something. But then it just kept getting a little weirder and weirder, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, Lord, where are we going with this? but I was super glad that I did, you know, because again, it was kind of like stepping out of my own faith. But it felt really good to do something for somebody else, and he was really thankful.
Because I think that's what life is all about, is helping others. We get it twisted sometimes, sure. and we think life is about me one-upping myself, you know, me being better. But ultimately, it is about helping others.
So I am curious for you, what was a time that, like, your faith felt good? You know, because sometimes we have a lot of guilt inside of our faith, and sometimes we have things that we get wrong all the time. But then there are those moments where, like, man, that felt right. That was it. Like I followed through. I did this. That was the right thing. Or your faith felt good in something that you did. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And this isn't like bragging. Like if you did something nice for somebody, that's good. Like I think people need to hear that there are good people still doing good things for people in this world. And especially when it's an extension of your faith, I think that's really cool as well. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We got time. We'll take a couple of your calls right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. When was the time that your faith felt good?
Well, similar to you, I didn't know if I should do it or not. There was a young man sitting on the side of the road. I kind of accidentally, clenched eyes with him. I could see my son sitting there, just a note on a piece of cardboard that said, I just need a ride. And he didn't have a backpack or anything weird with him. And so I just felt the Lord literally turn me around and go back and pick this guy up. And I was headed north. He wanted to go north. I was only going about 15 miles, but I was able to give him 15 miles that he didn't have to walk. It was cold outside. I got to share the Lord with him on the way there. The minute he got in my car, this peace just came over me. I knew it was the right thing to do. And it was probably stupid and everybody else.
What did your family say when you told him you did this?
They were very upset with me. And plus, it was right after COVID hit.
Oh.
And the first thing that I really thought, I went, I'm probably going to try to get this right guy right, and I'm going to end up with COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
But I didn't. And he didn't. So it really was, it was great. Don't do this at home, but it was great.
Yeah, it's one of those things I can't recommend that you do that because, you know.
Exactly.
But there are times where God tells you to do things and you feel it in your soul, and you know, and you're like, okay, Lord, this is really strange, but I know you got me and you're going to protect me.
There was something about his eyes, and he was younger than my son is, but I could just see
Interesting.
My son sitting there who would need a kind woman to give him a ride. And that was all this kid needed. It was fabulous.
Well, that's cool. Well, you got to speak into his life for 15 miles, you know, and who knows where that carries him 15 years
Absolutely.
Down the road either. So, well, Melissa, I appreciate
Absolutely.
You being on the show with us. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You're fabulous. Thank you.
What was that story for you, Lina?
Well, I've started praying for my waiter or waitress. When they bring the check, I tell them I always offer prayer and ask them if there's anything I can pray for them today. And I've never had anybody get angry with me or anything. They sometimes will say, that's all right, I'm fine. But most of the time, they just are so excited that somebody wants to pray for them. I've had them break down in tears and hug me and beg me to come back to that I could hear the results of the prayer, and it's just been phenomenal what God has done in people's lives.
Has anybody ever said, oh yeah, I would love for you to pray for me. Pray that I get a big tip.
No, they haven't, but I have had them tell me they're having financial difficulties, so I pray for big tips. But of course, if you're going to do this, you do have to leave a good tip.
Absolutely you do, yeah.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Uplifting Away FM. This is The Wally Show, and people ask us to name things for them all the time, and so we do our best to come up with creative names, and it's usually inanimate objects, but Denise today is asking us to name a new friend for her, Betty, and the way it works is Betty will come up with a name, I will, and if we each like our name and stay with it, then Gavin is the tiebreaker, and he tells us which one we send to Denise. If we somehow go to the other person's, then that's the name that we will send if we like the other person's better. So it says, hey, Wally, Betty, and Gavin, I have a favor to ask you guys. I recently got a new frog. He is an albino Pac-Man frog, and we need a name for him. I have four other frogs, African clawed frogs. Their names are Chadwick and Ralphie. They live in the water. She already has great names. Then there are two green frogs. Their names are Mo and Curly, like the Three Stooges.
How many frogs does she have?
Yeah, she's got four. And so
wow.
Can you guys please help me out? So, Denise, I think we can do this. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go?
Well, because I have some audio tied to mine, I think you should go first.
Okay, I'll walk you through my process. Because great. When I saw the picture of the frog, it is next to a rock. I had to figure out which was the frog and which was the rock because he's very camouflaged. And so at first I thought Rocky because he looks like a rock. But then I thought that's kind of base level. Mm. That's not as good. But mm-hmm. then I thought of Dwayne because it's just a great name for
Dwayne
a frog.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Exactly.
Oh, that's clever.
Dwayne the Frog Johnson. Yeah. And so that was kind of where I think I landed on this one is Dwayne the Frog Johnson, but then I see by your face that I should
see,
go.
See, I knew it.
No.
You cannot. No, that's
you
what you settled
there.
With. That's
okay.
what you settled with.
Okay.
No,
I'll
you're
stay
done.
With that one. Can I tell you what I was going to
no,
go with?
Cannot, no, you cannot because that's not right. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Nuts. You're supposed to come up with one name.
Okay, Dwayne. I'm going with Dwayne.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love it.
And I
oh,
think
good.
That's very clever.
Okay,
well,
thank
like
you.
It.
Okay, so
yeah.
what is yours, Rock?
Okay, so I really latched on to her saying that this was an albino frog. And so I was trying to think, well, what are some famous albinos out
okay.
there?
I don't know, actually.
I'm right
did
here.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Did you know there was a very famous albino back in the 70s? He was a rock guy, and his name was Edgar Winter.
Oh, yes! Oh my goodness. So he was a legit albino?
Yes, him and his brother both were albinos.
Really?
Yeah, white hair, white lashes,
okay.
white brows.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So anyways, I think she should name him Edgar.
Edgar, all right. That's not a bad name. It's just a funny name in general, like if you just went with that. So Gavin, with that said, where are you going to go? Because I like mine too, just mm-hmm. because, but I do think yours is really good.
Thank you.
So I think we don't have a loser here today. So what are you thinking, Gavin? Are we going with Edgar the albino or Dwayne the Frog Johnson?
It's tough. It's like, it's unfair because I don't know who Edgar is. Like, I don't.
Edgar Winter is,
I have
yeah.
no idea who this was
okay.
until I looked him up.
Yeah.
Looks,
questionable.
Cool.
Like, scary.
I guess.
Yeah.
Great.
He was
yeah.
cool in the 70s.
Yeah.
I believe that, but you know, it's the modern day, so.
Dwayne the Frog Johnson!
Dwayne the Frog Johnson
yes!
wins.
Oh!
And I feel bad because I know
no,
they're both good.
No, don't feel bad because I know this is unusual because
yeah.
typically I'm like, I don't like any
right.
names that Wally comes up with.
Right.
But I will say that one was a good one.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I don't
mine
think
was better.
Yeah. You
of
know
course,
what?
Of course.
You can have
really
that
good.
Opinion because yeah. I think there was not a loser here today. So there you go. Dwayne the Frog Johnson for Denise's new albino Pac-Man frog.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.